Several bills making their way through the Senate this week, Senator, on the way to the House. A couple of those are yours. Give us a rundown of what went through today, actually.
Well, I had two bills that we finished up today, did a perfection and third read then today. One of them just allowed the electrical co-ops to allow them, if they want to change their bylaws, where people can vote electronically or by mail, and they had to have state approval to do that. Change the law. And that will allow that as the membership meetings are decreasing, as the younger folks are coming along, they aren't getting the membership meetings. And you have to have 2%, I think, of the first 2,000, 1% of the members after that there. And so they want to make sure they got a quorum, and they can now do that electronically. So got that bill out of the Senate, heading to the House. Last year, for some reason, couldn't get it out of the Senate, couldn't get a hearing on it. This year we did and got it heard, voted out today. So it's on the way to the House. So if they approve it, then the governor will approve it and everything will be all set for them. The second bill was a pretty interesting bill. Something I'd never heard of until businesses started coming to me, dealing with patent trolls. And what people were doing, they were coming along and targeting businesses, banks, credit unions, and just overcoming them with paperwork, claiming that their software, maybe on their ATM machine or something like that, they had a patent on it and you had not paid them a license fee, and they wanted from $800 to $1,200 per employee to go ahead and use this, or that was kind of a penalty type thing, or they were going to take you to court. And so it's all based on bad faith, and it wasn't really a legitimate claim, but if you were going to fight it, you had to go get a patent lawyer, which there's not one in every town. Probably have to go to Kansas City, St. Louis to do so. And then to go to court, they told us it would take $1 million to get it to court and $2.5 million to fight it. So we had bankers, we had small business writing checks for $50,000 to $100,000 just to get these people off their back for things that really weren't wrong, but you just couldn't afford to fight it. So they thought that was cheaper than fighting it. So learning more about this bill, I drew up a bill and got it passed out of the Senate today. I had a lot of interesting comments on the bill, and we had to work with a lot of people to get this there.
Budget, in the meantime, is currently in the Senate Appropriations Committee, and in the next 2, maybe 3 weeks, we will most likely see that bill's rather debated on the Senate floor.
Yes, we will. That's approaching. You know, it's interesting. We've just got 21 more days up here in session, so things are going to start happening really fast, and sort of did this week. Things are going to start happening fast up here, and the budget bill's going to take some time, but those guys work on that every night late. I know I served on it in the House. We'd be in there sometime till midnight and be back in there the next morning at 7 in the morning and come with the House to take a break at noon. And we just go down there, eat while we were holding the hearings, and then stay in there too, then go back up in the House and go back down there 6 o'clock at night and stay there till midnight. It's a tough deal. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes out, but I think it's all come together pretty good.
Speaking of budget, in this case spending, a lot of time spent this week on a couple of different bills, a bill and a resolution, I believe, that both address future government spending. And it kind of resembles the old Hancock Amendment, but it's also a different way of doing things with the same task, and that is keeping government spending and growth of government limited.
Yeah, not allowing them to spend over, I think it's 1% more than what they take in. That has some good possibilities. We do not need to, and we have to have a balanced budget, but we definitely do not need to spend more than we take in and need to spend less than what we take in. I don't want to start a savings account with people's tax money, but we need to take in less of what we spend. So that's an interesting proposal. Heard it in the House for several years when I was over there. Maybe the first time I've heard it in the Senate since I've been here.
Another bill that was third read and now on its way to the House involves moving the presidential primary.
Yes, that caucus system that we had to use during the last presidential primary was just a mess, and I don't think anybody enjoyed it, and nothing organized, and some of them had to call it off, and there was fights and everything else. This year, there's a bill that we passed this week that's going to move the presidential primary to March, and I understand that the parties are okay with that, and that'll fit into it. We will not be penalized, and haven't got it out there too early. They want to keep them out of that. So it appears that we will have a presidential primary in March. That's several years away, but we need to get that lined out to make sure it all works.